Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I talk with Jeff Fontaine. He's the executive director of the Nevada Association of Counties, for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this on the 11th of February because, as we mentioned before, we're moving studios, so we're banking some shows, and we're delighted to welcome back to the program Jeff Fontaine. He's the executive director of the Nevada Association of Counties. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Thank you for inviting me, Sam. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You know, it's easy to spend all of our time talking about the two biggest counties, but let's start with Nye County. Significant problems occurring there.
Well, Nye County has recently been put on the state's fiscal watch list, if you will, and basically what that means is that there'll be some additional reporting requirements. The state will have a closer look at what they're doing down there, and it also enables the state to help and provide technical assistance to the county. So the whole idea behind a fiscal watch is you want to avoid the county or any other local entity that might be on that watch list to get into further trouble and have the state, you know, have to take them over, quite frankly.
And you know, they've already lost the hospital.
Yes, they have. Well, big loss for the county. That means that within a 100-mile radius of Tonopah, there are no medical services. And Nye County really is working hard to bring those services back to Tonopah. And the way they've done that is by they've created a hospital taxing district. They took a number of the tax rates from some of the towns, Gabs, Tonopah, and others. They forgave some of their tax rates so they could put it into this taxing district, and they are trying to bring a provider back in there. Renown has expressed interest. They're trying to get an agreement to do that. The problem they have now is because that hospital can't be open 24 hours, they just don't have enough revenue to do that. The state is telling them that they can no longer use, or they cannot use that tax revenue from that taxing district to pay Renown for their services at that hospital.
That seems a little crazy.
Well, it's unfortunate. There is a state law that describes or defines what a hospital is, and that includes a 24-hour operation. The idea there is, you know, Tonopah can't afford to do that. What they want to do is open an urgent care type of system and then have The ability in the future to video conference or telemedicine to Renown here in Reno, you know, that's the model for rural Nevada hospital care. These rural communities can no longer afford to maintain a 24-hour operation. But because of that definition, that's the situation we're in right now.
Let's talk about the sagebrush, if we can. Sage-grouse, rather. Okay. Sagebrush. A very short conversation about that. But the sage-grouse situation. We have seen a lot of backward and forward here. The state came up with a plan that was accepted. But at the same time, it seems like that was more onerous than what the federal government was proposing.
Well, first of all, we're very pleased that the sage-grouse was not listed as a threatened or endangered species. On the other hand, the very same day that that determination was made by the federal government, by the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management announced that they were going to amend their land use plans and approve those, which affect tens of millions of acres of land here in the state of Nevada. The problem with those land use plans, we think, are, number one, they don't really address the major threats to sage-grouse, which are fire and invasive species like cheatgrass and others. But more importantly, I shouldn't say more importantly, but on the other hand, those plans really threaten the ability to maintain a multiple use, the multiple uses on our public lands. And that's what those lands are supposed to be managed for, multiple use.
And don't you feel the environmental groups are pushing this to stop that multiple use?
Well, I suppose to a certain degree they are. But, you know, we all have to understand that those multiple uses include uses that are the heart of the economy in rural Nevada. Grazing, mining, renewable energy. In addition to, you know, to the economic impacts, there are going to be impacts to access to public lands and the ability to use these public lands for public purposes. For example, in Washoe County, there were a couple of parcels identified just on the outskirts of town that the county was looking at for the use of a school site and a veteran cemetery. And the BLM had identified that as sage-grouse habitat. There are no sage-grouse out there.
Well, you were talking about the middle school that was proposed in Sun Valley and the Veterans Cemetery in Sparks, but though the Department in the Interior and the governor got together, and those issues are worked out with those two entities. Is that correct?
My understanding is that that they are worked out. So just to put this into context, a large map identified that those two areas as sage-grouse habitat. But there was no ground truthing, if you will, to actually determine if there were sage-grouse present. My understanding is that the governor did negotiate some outcome with the secretary to try to get those areas freed up for those public purposes. But that's just two examples of the problems that we're going to see out there in Nevada. I mean, the problem is, every time we reach a situation like that, or we find a difficult problem out in the state, we can't expect the governor to contact the Secretary of Interior to solve the problem. So we think that's just the tip of the iceberg. We think there are many more issues out there that still need to be addressed.
And there are still lawsuits going on with Elko County and Eureka County, correct?
That's correct. So it's Elko County, Eureka County, and then there are, I believe, six or seven other counties that are also joined on to the lawsuit, several private interests, and so...
And mining companies.
Mining companies, yes.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Fontaine when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeff Fontaine. He's the executive director of the Nevada Association of Counties.
You know, Jeff, in the last segment, you mentioned sage-grouse and mining. And of course, mining is a huge employer in rural Nevada. What are the possible impacts on mining when it comes to sage-grouse habitat?
Well, so within the land use plans the BLM has approved, they're proposing to withdraw about 2.1 million acres of land in what they call sagebrush focal areas. That's a new land designation that they have come up with.
There's a huge amount of new designations, correct?
Well, that's one of them.
Acronyms.
That's correct. So most of that land is in Elko County. There's a portion of it in Humboldt County and even a portion in Washoe County. So it's along the northern counties in the state. And so what would happen in those SFAs is that they would be withdrawn from further mineral exploration as well as mining activities. Now, the agencies have said they will respect valid existing rights, but we don't know what that means. So just the prospect of no additional exploration or mining activities in those counties is really very troublesome and very concerning.
Well, and not only from a mining perspective, but when you look at the funding for education, for example, in Eureka County that comes from mining, it affects all manner of things.
It does. Mining is just a huge segment of the economy for the rural counties and for the state in general.
You know, on another subject, come November, everybody in Nevada except those in Washoe County will be voting on a ballot question about the indexing of gas and diesel taxes, which indexing means that they'll be allowed to increase with the rate of inflation. How is that coming along, and what is NACO's stake in developing those ballot questions?
Well, that stems from Assembly Bill 191, which was enacted in the last legislative session. And so for the rural counties in particular, we're not sure how to develop that ballot question, because to the extent that this really is a statewide issue, it really is up to each individual county. So it could pass in one county and not pass in another county. So we want to try to standardize that to the extent possible. We also want to provide the right information to voters so they understand the question, because it's not an easy question to understand. If you actually look at AB 191, it's a very, very complicated bill. The mechanics of how all this works is very complex as well. But the bottom line is, what this will do is we'll regain the purchasing power of the gasoline tax revenue and the diesel tax revenue, for that matter. It will stay within the county where it's generated, and it has to be used on roads because that's what the Nevada Constitution requires. And so, it really is, it's up to the voters. If the voters approve it, then it basically has to pass by the it has to be passed by the county commission. And so we're working with all of the counties to try to get them to understand The details of how this works, but also to provide them information about how this would impact their individual county.
And you know, I think the most important thing to point out here is that I think that people are far more comfortable voting for a tax that's going to a specific purpose that they understand rather than just being a general fund tax increase of some kind. And so if you're driving down the street and your roads are rutted and you're complaining about, you know, how come the county doesn't fix it? Well, they don't have any money to fix it. But this is a way to not only be able to fix roads, but to also stabilize it for the future, that you're not going to keep going backwards.
Well, right. And of course, you know, you've had indexing in Washoe County since 2009. And look at the types of improvements that the Washoe County RTC and the entities here have been able to accomplish. In Southern Nevada, indexing was approved in 2013, and because of the revenues derived from their indexing, they've been able to take on some really important projects, including constructing a piece of Interstate 11 around Boulder City. So for the rural counties, it's probably not about building new interstate highways, but it's probably more about maintaining the roads that they have. You know, local governments maintain about 22,000 miles of improved roads. The Department of Transportation maintains about 5,000 miles of improved roads. So there's a lot of need out there, you know, to maintain roads as well as build new capacity.
I've got to ask you about Interstate 11. I mean, when do you see a completion for just the Phoenix to Las Vegas part?
Well, it's a tremendous undertaking, but a very important one. You know,
oh, it's huge.
Phoenix and Las Vegas are the two largest cities in the Southwest. They're not connected by an interstate highway.
Okay, well, give me a date.
I don't know. I'm not.
My lifetime.
Sure.
No, I mean, you're talking 20 years.
Very possibly. It's a high priority project. It's been identified in federal legislation as a high priority project. So, you know, if you had asked me many years ago about the Hoover Dam bypass and the bridge down there, I would have said, I don't know. But, you know, it takes political will. It takes champions for a project like that. And it was completed. So I have the same optimism about Interstate 11.
All right. More with Jeff Fontaine when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Nevada, 222-3333.
I just love Evergreen Carpet Care. Evergreen keeps my carpets looking brand new. They do a wonderful job on my hardwood floors and my area rugs, too. Evergreen keeps my kitchen spotless with their professional grout cleaning.
Evergreen Carpet Care does it all.
And their technicians are so nice.
Oh! I'm on it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
New Fiat starting at just $12,995. Get funky at Fiat of Reno.
The big law firms in this area have noisy ads, but what about their results?
Call Kilpatrick and Bulentini at 882-6112. Quality representation, no noise.
If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain, call ProSpinal today at 336-DISC. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have Jeff Fontaine here from NACO for the entire show. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Jeff, earlier we were talking about the hospital closing in Tonopah. And what I see as a real problem here is that Tonopah is right, is almost in the middle of the trip when you go to Reno to Las Vegas or Las Vegas to Reno. And if you have a traffic accident or, you know, somewhere in Nye County, what happens now since there's no place to take you?
Well, you're right. And again, it really affects a wide area, a 100-mile radius, and, of course, US 95. A lot of people travel on that road. So when the hospital, when the closure was imminent, I know that the Nye County officials got together with the state, with other counties, with a number of folks to try to make sure that there was emergency service available. I know that, you know, a lot of people stepped up and tried to help in terms of figuring out a way to do just that. And really, I think for people who really need immediate or emergency attention, you're going to be, you know, you're care flighted out of there or taken up to Mount Grant Hospital in Hawthorne. But it just depends on the circumstance and the severity of your injury. But that's where you are. I mean, you're going to have to be taken out of there to another facility.
Let's talk about Project Neon and your former life as you headed up the Department of Transportation. This is an unbelievably huge project, and it's underway. The most pain that will be felt on the I-15 is going to be 2017. But what are your thoughts on what's going to be accomplished by the time this is done?
Well, I haven't in a long time really looked at the plans, and I know that they've evolved over the years since I've been with the Department of Transportation. But you're right, it's a very significant project. I don't even remember what the price tag is,
but
it's in the billions of dollars. You know, there's a lot that's going to happen. I mean, that is the busiest roadway, section of roadway in the state of Nevada by far. It's also the lifeline for Southern Nevada and for the state, for that matter, in terms of the economy, you know, commerce and everything that happens in Southern Nevada. So, of course, the idea there is to improve flow on the highway, but I think it also is going to improve the through traffic for people who don't necessarily need to be in downtown Las Vegas or along the Strip and want to just pass through versus those who really need to access the downtown area. So I think it's going to open up a lot of possibilities and opportunities for development in Southern Nevada and particularly in the downtown area as well as along the Strip, but also provide a better flow for those folks who just need to pass through and don't necessarily need to access those areas.
One of the things that's exciting for Clark County is finally the development of the Apex Business Park. Does NACO have a role in this portion of economic development?
No. I mean, to the extent that Clark County is involved in that, but not necessarily NACO. But, you know, obviously we're very supportive of any efforts to develop and to diversify our economy. So we watched the special session as well as many others, and we had a neutral view on everything, you know, again, being supportive of the overall concept here. But no, we don't typically get in those types of development projects at the local level.
You know, Jeff, NACO has a presence, I would say, at the Nevada legislature. With the upcoming election, do you work better with a legislature with a Republican majority or a Democratic majority, or does it matter to you?
It really doesn't matter to us. I mean, we're nonpartisan, and it really depends on the issue that we're trying to address. There are some issues that we'll probably get better support from the Republicans than we would from the Democrats, and vice versa. So. You know, you probably talk to a lot of folks that work at the legislature, and many of them will tell you that the ideal situation is that you have one house controlled by one party and the other house controlled by another party, just sort of as a safeguard on either side, because mm-hmm. you may have bills that you need to have killed by one side and or the other. And so we don't typically look at it that way. I mean, our role at NACO is to develop relationships with legislators from across the state to advocate on behalf of the counties, to represent the counties, and let them know what the needs are and what the issues are, and hopefully they'll support us.
So what's the biggest issues coming up for the upcoming session?
Well, you know, it's always important for the counties, number one, the budgetary issues, because what we've seen in the past several years is a trend to push more of the services, quote, unfunded mandates, if you will, down to the county level. That's becoming more and more critical to counties. And I would say, you know, getting back to the conversation about Nye County and the fiscal problems that they're experiencing, I mean, part of that is related to unfunded mandates. You know, they have to provide certain services that are mandated by the state, yet, you know, they're at the property tax cap. They can't raise their property taxes any higher to pay for those services. So what ends up happening at the local level is, you know, you take the available revenue that you have, pay for those state-mandated services, but then you start cutting things like, you know, closing the jail in Tonopah, no longer supporting nutrition at senior centers, closing your animal shelters. Those are not state-mandated services, so that's what happens at the local level. We really need to try to find a balance where the counties, you know, can deliver those services, have the resources to do that, without compromising their ability to provide a quality of life in their
communities. And what are the chances of getting rid of those unfunded mandates at the legislature?
Well, I would say this. At least we want to stop any further mandates, and then we can talk about trying to reverse some of those in the future.
And do you see that happening?
Well, don't know, but we're going to keep fighting for that.
Jeff Fontaine, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you, Ray.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Consigned Furniture has received a container filled with quality leather furniture for consignment. For a limited time only, you can purchase a quality leather sofa or love seat while supplies last. Only at Consigned Furniture. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Don't miss Monster Fish in Search of the Last River Giants now at the Discovery. Stunning life-size sculptures, hands-on interactive exhibits, and evocative video installations put you face-to-face with freshwater giants from around the world. Monster Fish, now at the Discovery. Learn more at nvdm.org.
Did you know that you can turn your car and your title into cash with TitleMax in as little as 30 minutes? Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com now to find out how much you can get.
I got $1,000.
$3,000.
$2,500.
TitleMax turned my title into $10,000.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com and find out how much cash you can get. And you'll say,
I got my title back with TitleMax.
Get your title back with TitleMax.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Sales at Consign Appliance have been great. We need your gently used appliances to keep our showroom filled. Pickups available. Don't hesitate. Call today for more info. Consign Appliance, the safe, easy way to sell your appliances.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next show.